After much speculation consuming most of this year, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst announced this week that she will not seek re-election in 2026. On the heels of the Ernst announcement, three-term Republican U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson quickly declared her candidacy for the now-open Iowa Senate seat. Ms. Hinson will be a favored statewide candidate. In the U.S. House since 2021, a state representative for two terms, and a Cedar Rapids ABC affiliate news anchor before running for office, Congresswoman Hinson has both the political and media experience necessary for a strong candidate. Though the Republicans are losing an incumbent on the 2026 statewide ballot, Representative Hinson will give the party everything they need to hold the open Senate seat. We saw another congressional retirement during the week. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler announced that he will not seek an 18th term next year. The decision ends a long New York political career. Mr. Nadler has held an elected office consecutively since the beginning of 1977, when adding his combined time in Congress and the New York State Assembly. Representative Nadler's 12th congressional district lies fully within the borough of Manhattan and contains most of Central Park. It stretches from the island's western border at the Hudson River across Manhattan to the East River. Area-wise, the 12th is the smallest congressional district in the country. The Nadler departure is likely to leave a very crowded Democratic primary in his wake, with the eventual party nominee becoming the Nadler successor. Los Angeles County Democratic Supervisor Hilda Solis says she will run in the new 38th district if the special redistricting election replaces the current congressional map. The move would send Solis back to the U.S. House, where she served from 2001 to 2009 before President Obama chose her as his U.S. Labor Secretary. After holding the cabinet position throughout the first Obama administration, she returned to Southern California to seek her seat on the Los Angeles County Board. The move back to Congress would be an interesting one, since the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, a panel of just five members, is generally viewed as the second most powerful body in California. In fact, Supervisor Janice Hahn gave up a seat in Congress to run for the board in 2016. In Tennessee, Brad Gaines, the father of women's sports advocate and former college swimmer Riley Gaines, filed papers to run in his state's open 6th congressional district. Obviously, the issue of men competing in women's sports will be at the forefront of the Republican primary campaign. Incumbent GOP Congressman John Rose is running for governor. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.